January 5, 1923. Jesus prays that his will be one with the will of the soul. The divine will must be like the air that one breathes. Attentiveness is the way to knowledge. Continuing in my usual state, I could hear my adorable Jesus praying in my interior, saying, "My Father, I pray you that our will be one with the will of this little daughter of our volition. She is a legitimate birth from our will. Oh, please. For the honor and decorum of our eternal will, let it be so that nothing may come out of her which is not a birth from our volition, and that she may know nothing but our will. And in order to obtain this, I offer you all the acts of my humanity, done in our adorable will." Afterwards, he remained in deep silence, and I don't know how, felt so transfused in the acts that my Jesus had done in the divine will, that I kept following them, one by one, doing my own united with his. This made me absorb so much light, that Jesus and I remained immersed in a sea of light. And Jesus, coming out from within my interior, standing up, with his soles on the place of my heart, and waving his hand which, more than sun, sent forth light, cried out loudly, "Come, come all of you, angels, saints, pilgrim souls, all generations, come and see the portents and the greatest miracle never before seen, my will operating in the creature." At the sonorous, melodious and powerful voice of Jesus, which filled heaven and earth, the heavens opened and all ran around Jesus, and looked at me to see how the divine will was operating. All remained enraptured and thanked Jesus for such a great excess of his goodness. I remained confused and humiliated to the summit, and I said to him, "My love, what are you doing? It seems that you want to show me to everyone, to let everyone point at me. What repugnance I feel." And Jesus, "Ah, my daughter, it is my will that I want everyone to know and to point at, as new heaven and means of new regeneration. And you will remain as though buried in my will. My will must be like the air that one breathes which, while it cannot be seen, can be felt. It cannot be seen, and it gives life. It penetrates everywhere, even into the most intimate fibers, to give life to each beat of the heart. Wherever it enters, into darkness, into the abysses, into the most secret receptacles, it constitutes itself life of everything. In the same way, my will will be more than air within you, which, coming out of you, will constitute itself life of everything. Therefore, be more attentive, and follow the will of your Jesus, because attentiveness will make you know where you are and what you are doing. Knowledge will make you appreciate and esteem more the divine royal palace of my will. Suppose that someone finds himself in the royal palace of a king, and that he does not know that that residence belongs to the king. He will have no appreciation. He might even walk distractedly, talking, laughing. Nor will he dispose himself to receive the gifts of the king. But if he knew that that is the royal palace of the king, he would look at things with attention, and would appreciate them. He would walk on tiptoe, speak in a low voice, be all eyes to see whether the king comes out of some room, and would put himself as though in waiting, to receive great gifts from the king. See, attentiveness is the way to knowledge, and knowledge changes a person, as well as things, disposing him to receive great goods. So, by knowing that you are in the royal palace of my will, you will always receive, and will take so much as to be able to give to all of your brothers.